Shusa Chashul Tzibur. And Yadua Parsha Shmais is the Rosh Chodesh time of the Paragim. It's about a term, it says, beginning of the Parsha. Says Rosh Teis, Va'odam Hashalem El Asei Deshnai Mikvech Etargem Mekor Noim Yoshi Yichi Yashonim Rabbi Yisaruchim Noilom. Which means someone who does his Mekor Noshnai Mikvech Etargem Uvizeich Laruch Yishonim. This is the Gemara in Brochus Tavches. Kishin Vishal also brings down the same similar. Also it says Va'ele Shmois is V'chayev Odam Limwe Tapas Shnai Mikvech Etargem. Now where does this Takana, where does it come from? So the Oh, Chashulchan brings down, there was actually a Tachana by Moshe Rabbeinu, at the same time when he was Misakin to lean on Shabbos as the Sedra, so he was Misakin to be Shnaimek of Echatargum. Now, there are a few reasons given. The Levush learns that the reason is a person should be a Boki, in Torah, that's why they made this Tachana. The Lech Chamuda is on the Rosh in Brachos on the Gemara. He says that Mizvan HaMishnah used to be in Shul on Shabbos morning. There was the Chazan who used to lean, and there was also the Oile who they used to call out for the Aliyah. He used to lean quietly with the Chazan. And then there was a Maturgaman, a translator. And after every Pasuk, the translator used to translate. And the Gemara says he never did more than one Pasuk at a time. Because Kadesh Yavinu Ha'om, that people should understand. So he says, very nice, the Chamuda says that we're going to see later there are a few different opinions how to do Shnayim Mikvech Etargem. See, he says, according to this, it should be that it should be every Pasuk twice Chumash and then Targum, because that's how it was done by the Maturgum, and it was, okay, he didn't do more than one Pasuk at a time. And he says that's the Lashon Gemara is Shnayim Mikvech Etargem, the Lashon Zocher. Shnayim, so it goes on Mikra, is the Lashon Zocher. If you learn Parsha, there are some opinions that learn you do every Parsha twice. Parsha is the Lashon Nekeva. Really, the one also said, Shtayim Mikrova Achas Targum. So he says that.
Why did you do it twice?
Because that's how it was in the. And the. No, but also the Ola used to read it quietly with the Chazan.
At the
same time. What? Yes, also. No, but the chazan, I think, did show you. Shlo Levayesh is Misha. What? The one says that happened. I think they won't explain that the mission is. Okay. Now the mitzvah is chumash and targum. Is the Belochim rings down that the smag actually was done with Neiz Rabbeinu, and that maybe Rashi should take preference. Rashi is a pirush more than targum. Is the Meister the Bishos rings down the targum is ikiv was nitin b'sinai as well, so it has that kedima to it. But one thing is, before the Ma'aseh, the Mechaber say Yerushalayim should do both. He should do Rashi and the Targum. Now, also clear that the it was Nitin with Sinai already. Now, other languages, so Targum. Right, so Targum we know about, but other languages is stay klavish where you can't do. But one thing you can do is, like you can be yotze with Rashi. The Ma'aseh Halacha LaMa'aseh, someone does chumash with Rashi, he's yotze. He can also read a perush, a translation of Rashi. So someone can take an art scroll, who is the Rashi's, and he can read that he's also yotze. The pasuk in Moshe. Oh, so that's it. So when there's a pasuk with no Rashi, so you read the pasuk three times. So how to shayla, what happens? There isn't Rashi in every word in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, you have to do shayla because there are Torahs V'divin. So Rashi and Torahs V'divin, there is no Targum on those words. Yeah, so there are. So there are some Meister Torahs V'divin, there are. And I suppose Rashi should have said Reuven V'Shimon. If Rashi wants to tell us, if the Gemara wants to tell us, even when there's no Targum, in this pasuk is Reuven and Shimon also know Targum. So that their halacha is you read that pasuk three times. I have a shaila. What happens in Rashi when Rashi doesn't explain every word? So what to do all the words that are not explained? I didn't find anything clear about that. No, but we found a Targum. A Targum. No, but Targum is also, it's not just a translation. It's a Pirush, and when there's no Pirush, you have to read the Chumash again. Yeah, yeah, no, but so what do you do with the Pasuk when there's some Rashi there? He only said the... Yeah. No, so in the middle of a Pasuk, what do you do with those words, but there's no Rashi on? That's it, when there's no Rashi at all, then you read the Pasuk three times. Interesting, what happens when there's Rashi only explains the first half of the Pasuk? Every Pasuk, right, it's not Rashi on every word. And my son asked me, interesting, when Rashi says Kitagumoi, so I asked Rashi Amir Blazer Kaufman on Shabbos, and I asked him, he said, okay, you have to read Targum. If Rashi's saying Kitagumoi, then that's what Rashi wants you to look at. Now, interesting, why the Remez is put in Pasha Shmois. So there's a Chida who explains the Tzitzis and Klippus, which I didn't go into at all. But my brother from Lakewood has brought out Quintus, and he says a nice pshat in there. He says that the Rav Yonah Simulinil and the Gemara Bracha says the reason why they say the Takana was to say Targum, Kadesh Shavino Isai, Kikola Om Hoy Medabrin Besfas Kanaan, Shulashan Sursi, Vuhu Targum. He says that's the language that the people understood. Was Targum. Now he says, why didn't they explain? Why didn't everyone understand Lashon HaKodesh? It's because they were in Golas, and in Golas they picked up the languages from the. Now the Makor for all the Golas was Golas Mitzrayim. That was the first Golas we were in. So they made it Dafke here. That's where the Remez, the Shnei Mikra is. Because okay, so on that you got the Targum from Bessina and other reasons. Also, Targum explains more than its normal translation. Targum does add in words. Go on. No. No, it came from the Golas. It came because we were in Golas. So it's put on the first Golas that there was, which is Golas Mitzrayim. So you remember that. Yeah, that was if not for Golas Mitzrayim, we'd have always been in Eretz Yisrael, so we wouldn't have been in the Golas. So the Mechaber says that the Miyom Rishon Ve'Eilech Choshev Imat Tzibur. So we know you have to finish Parashat Imat Tzibur. So the Mechaber says Miyom Rishon. Mishmur says straight away that we know from already from Zman Mincha on Shabbos when we start laying in the new Parasha. So that's when you can start the new one. The mitzvah min ha-mufcha, the best time to finish the mitzvah is by Shabbos day. Shabbos day before the meal. Which I saw brought down, the reason is because we're worried that you might be marach in your sudas, and you won't have time to finish it by the end of Shabbos. Oh, so the Torah actually passes, if you don't do it by mincha, then you can't catch up at all. Right, so Mechaber brings down that we've got... Right, till the end of Tuesday. Because like Havdalah, we'll make till Tuesday. Be the evidence you can make till Tuesday. Right, there's one shita that holds that. Now, if you didn't do it till Tuesday, then when do you have till? So the Mechaber brings down, you have till Shmini Atzeres, which is the Chuzah Simchas Torah. And the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos brings down from Magos Maimonides, Master Chiddush, that only on Simchas Torah you can catch up. So although Ad Shlishi means till Tuesday, but if you miss Tuesday, then you can only catch up with Simchas Torah. We don't do that. Mishmur says clearly, Ad, in Shatin, he brings Deloik to Tosfos Shabbos. Not like Tosfos Shabbos. You can be mashing the whole time. Now, interesting, with Zman Mincha, Yeah, no, so stay that Shemaya, you can't be able to just be the evidence, it could be, but it's definitely not to be able to Shemaya with the Bakhoi. We can lay quietly with him.
That comes to twice or once?
That's once.
Once.
Yeah.
You hear it from the
Bible. No, that's very good. Yeah, but to listen is. Now, what happens if, let's say, Rove the town, the shul's in town of Tavim Mincha, but he hasn't? So, and let's say you didn't go to shul that week, Mincha. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky says it doesn't matter. It all goes by his tefillas mincha. Right now, different halachim to do shnei mikras. So we said already. So Magen Avraham says you should do every pasuk twice. Twice pasuk, once targum. And we said already from the Divrei Chamuda. So that's the lashon was. But mashma that shnei mikras is the lashon zocher. The mashal is chaydik. Mashal holds. You do parsha twice, and then targum on that parsha. No, it has to be kaseder. Oh yeah, you can swap every week. You can swap. Yeah, it doesn't have to be how you do it. The mishnah says the ovid came out of it. The ovid came out of it. So we can do whichever way you want, really. The Sheva Levi brings down the edus nemona from the Chofetz Chaim used to do. Posuk twice, then Targum, then he did Rashi, and then Ramban. That's how Chofetz Chaim did it. The Ochr Shulchan brings out another shita that you can do the whole parsha with Targum. It's the whole parsha twice with Targum. And there's also mashman the Levush, because the Levush says that. There's a shayla, can you do Targum in the middle? Can you do Mikra, Targum, and then Mikra? I think it should be twice Mikra. So the verse speaks about a case of a person who did Parsha, did Targum, and then the second time he read it with the Chazan, with the Balkari, so you see Klau Yotze. So you see also you can do the whole Parsha. Right, so you did the whole parasha first.
Yeah.
Right.
Whole
sedra first. The some also have the meaning every day after davening to do one parasha. The chaznish was very like that, and. Also, Chaznish was actually Lechatzchila did Posuk, Mikra, then Targum, and then Mikra. And Mr. Pellis explains the reason why he did that was that he should have a better Havon of the Mikra, at least when he's singing it the second time. The idea of the Targum is that it's to be Mepharish, so now he'll have a better Havon of the Mikra. But the Chaznish used to leave one Parsha till for Shabbos after Davening, in order that he should be Mashlim Parsha Imat Sibur, so he kept one Parsha till the end. Interesting, brought down that the stipler, Taki used to do the whole parsha, then Targum, and on Shabbos used to read the parsha with the. And the Seivan Hogan, it brings down that the Chazanish used to keep quiet during laning. He didn't say anything with the Chazan. It's very moving because the Chazanish did it every day after davening. Maybe he didn't have any Shnei Mikra to do. No, he read it with him. He only wasn't with the Shmir.
He had a seat next to the Balkhoeva, and every now and then the Balkhoeva used to look at him, and if he did like that, that meant that the Balkhoeva and the Tzal could hear him.
Right, now Shnei Mikra has to be Keseda, so if you start the Parsha too late in the Chumash, you have to go back, you have to do it Keseda. So now, so that's right now. What happens when we miss our week? So let's say he's holding Shwai, so Mr. Avayachi. So what should you do now? So the Masham says, Chuvas Masham rings, that when he does it, he should do the parsha he missed first. First to the one they miss. Yeah, not like tefillah. First to the one they miss. And the business I saw now that Sefer Rabbi Yashin brings down that also Rabbi Yashin holds as well. If you miss a parasha, then you do the one which you missed first.
Well, you set up on Tuesday, you can't
be
mashlim.
No, Tushmin Yeah, we hold Tushmin Atet, it's going to be mashlim. No, till. But we Mishra holds Tushmin Atet, it's going to be mashlim.
If he misses by a chiyah and he remembers the Tumah that he hasn't done it, then he doesn't have a chiyah. Still going before the Tzavah, even if it's later on.
Don't know. But the Al Chaykum, will hold that first you do the Pasha, this week's Pasha. So you first do Shemois, which is, and then Vayechi. I had a bit straight because we know it has to be Keseda. So how's the Keseda now? I was thinking that the time of Levush, the Chayitz Vayimov, and Levush holds, the whole reason why you do it is you should be a Boki. So I understand within one Pasha has to be Keseda, because if you start doing the second Pasha first, you're not going to be a Boki, the whole Pasha will be mixed up. If it's different centers, it could be won't interfere. The fact won't interfere being a boki in this one over the others. Okay, sure.